Namngiyakhona, the podcast inspiring entrepreneurs in South Africa. Because if it's going to be, it's up to me. Welcome back, boys and girls, ladies and gents, to Namngiyakhona. Because if it is going to be, it is up to me. And we are here again to share an inspirational story of being entrepreneurially minded. And I'm excited to have our guest who's been in an industry that is one of, you know, the biggest in the country, and also has been working in that industry, transforming it in many ways and innovating in many ways as well. We have today our guest, Shane Kariolis. And thank you so much for joining us, Shane.
Thank you for having me.
It's really a pleasure to have you here. Of course, you were sharing at a high level about using, innovating in things like virtual reality in the construction and built environment space, which is, and mining as well. You know, these new technologies go into that space. But you are the founder and managing director of MSHEC Health and Safety Consultants, a business that's been around for 11 years, yourself an expert in that field for 12 years, and recently been as well recognized by Standard Bank Top Women Awards as the Top Young Woman Achiever of the Year. Tremendous journey you've been on. I know as well you are working on various initiatives around women empowerment and innovation. So it's really a pleasure to have you here. And excited to chat with you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's always nice to speak about something that you're passionate about. It's easier to speak about something that you're passionate about.
Perfect. Perfect. I do want to remind you guys, before we do get into the chat, remember, if you were inspired today, comment down below. What is it that inspired you? And feel free to share this with a friend. Never watch it alone. Don't be inspired alone. And let's get inspired with why Shane. Tell us, you started in business, but you weren't, were you always thinking that you want to be an entrepreneur? How did your journey as an entrepreneur start?
So no, I never thought I was going to be an entrepreneur. I'm as surprised as you as I'm sitting here today. I used to be a dancer.
Wow.
So two totally different worlds. And so my brother used to have a construction company, you know, family and business, and I used to handle the health and safety when it just started to get into the industry. Health and safety wasn't such a big thing as it is today. And so we were, you know, Googling and getting templates off the internet and trying to be compliant. And then I really found a liking for compliance and health and safety in the mining industry. That's how we started. And then I went to go study. I qualified myself as much as I can, and then decided, I think there's a need. There's a need for other companies to be helped, and for us to consult for other companies. So I'll always remember I had 500 Rand on my name that time. So I used 350 Rand of that to go print black and white flyers. No color. We didn't have money for color flyers. And I printed those, and I was so proud. You know, old first logo. And I parked my car in an industrial area, and I walked from business to business to business saying, my name is Shanae, this is what we do, this is what we can help you with. And we still have our first client from that day, we still have on our books today. Wow. So, yeah, wow. So it's been
amazing.
A journey.
Amazing journey of growth, but also hustle, right? Totally realizing you gotta go do this for yourself and pave the way for yourself, making it happen. How was that shift from being a dancer, and you know, before then, what was your dream before then? And when it then shift to actually, I'm gonna start this business, I'm gonna go out there and hustle, and get to where you are today. How was that for you?
So just to answer your one question, my dream was always to dance on some major music videos. You know, I'm going to be a background dancer to Usher or some famous singer. And I think I always believed that there's no one that would hustle more than someone that's desperate for money. So the moment that I realized that this can actually pay the bills, that's when we realized we've got a business here. You know, it's all about the profit. So you don't make profit in your first few years of business. You just, the money comes in and the money goes out for whatever you needed. But the moment that we realize that there's a need and health and safety is becoming a bigger problem in our country, and you know, there's people that die on the mine daily, and someone needs to help these people stop and stop having accidents. And that, I think that's when we realized that we've got a business. And also, you know, we've, like you said, we own this initiative called Women in Health and Safety in South Africa. And when we just started M-Check, when I just started M-Check, I was working by myself and I didn't have any employees. But we realized that women need a voice in this male-dominated industry. So I think that by that time, when we've been through the struggle with 50-year-old men on the mine and you know, old school ways of doing things, and that we realize that people need us, that's when we realize we've got a business here. We can
Powerful,
make something of
powerful.
this.
Shanae, you are trailblazing, pioneering. I think that's a commendable part, inspiring part that's coming out of what you're saying, because you grew the business, and also I want to touch on the important aspect that I think was inspiring this process as you fell in love with it, which was the problem. You mentioned that there's a big problem. Can you talk us through those problems and how you identified with them and how they inspired you to grow the business?
Yeah, sure. So we deal with two different sides here. We deal with normal compliance, health and safety, and then we deal with women in health and safety. So I think there's two different problems also. For the normal health and safety, mining, construction, I think the biggest problem, not so much anymore, but the biggest problem at that stage was people wanted to get production done. You know, it wasn't all about making sure our employees are safe, making sure that people are going home to their families at night. It was, we need to get the work done as soon as possible, as quick as possible, and as productive and as profitable as possible. So there was a big shift in the industry, I think, a few years ago. You know, there was bigger fatalities, bigger accidents, bridges falling on the highway. And I think the shift came then when people realized that we need to do this safely. We need to make sure that people are coming to work and they're going back to their families at night. So my problem was, number one, dealing with that, getting management committed to making sure their employees are safe, and getting the DMR involved, and you know, on the mines, making sure that the highest level management makes sure that these guys are safe and healthy. You know, we forget it. This year, we've been reminded about health quite strongly. And then with women and health and safety, the mine is not the place for a girl. The mine has never been a place for a woman, and neither has the construction industry been. But now they realize that they need us. They
Can't
need
be
us, and
productive without it.
we are good at what we do. But also, you know, getting the mind shift for men, that women can do what they do. It's not a sexism problem. It's not, we're not saying men is bad. We're just saying, like, there's also a place for us there. There's women out there that really want to work underground. They've got a passion for it. That's what they want to do. So let's give them the opportunity. And we can't do it the same way. Men and women can't be treated the same way underground. You know, there needs to be change, and there needs to be shift. But I think the biggest problem there was just getting men to welcome women in their industry. And I think we're there. I think we're halfway there. Only, I've said this in another interview, but only 10% of construction workers is women at the moment. And it's little, and you know, it's not enough, but we're getting there.
Slowly
There's, yeah,
changing.
slowly changing.
That's
So now you either have to, you know, be innovative or really have strong standards. That's the only way to get over hurdles. And any good entrepreneur will tell you that it takes at least 3 years for your business to stabilize and be in a good place, for it to grow and actually make profit, which is the bottom line. We want to make profit. We want to make profit. And if we can, in the meantime, you know, change people's life and inspire them, then do that.
Why is it that it's important to not give up, even when it is difficult in those 3 years? Because many entrepreneurs, many young people, when starting in their careers and their businesses, will have those and want to give up or
Yes.
think that this is not for them, have doubt in themselves. For you, how did you overcome, if there was that doubt, and through those years, what would you say as advice to be resilient?
You know, if you, I always say to the ladies in my office that if you're not going through struggles, then you're doing something wrong. The best way for you to learn and be better and do better is to have problems and struggles. So we had those. I had many nights of not sleeping, thinking, is this worth it? You know, is it worth having? I can just go work for someone and earn a salary and go home and sleep like a baby at night. But you really have to believe in what you believe in. Like, you have to put all your power behind it and go for it. There's gonna be struggles all the time.
And
All the time.
love what you're saying, but you really have to believe in what you're doing.
Yes.
More than for you, where did that come from? What made you believe when you were doubting?
Yes. I can tell you that we, you know, for the first 2, 3 years, we did it to make money. We wanted to have a business to make money until we realized that we're not doing it for the money anymore. We genuinely want people to be safe. And that's the difference. That's when the mindset changed for all of us in that company. And that's when we actually started to make money. The moment that we decided it's not about the money, yes, we have to pay the bills and their salaries and all sorts, which is a struggle by its own. You know, there's some months where you just have bad months and there's some months where you have good months. But the moment that we realized that we genuinely want people to be safe, we want people to go home at night, that's where it changed for us.
Powerful,
Yes.
and that connected then with what you really believe, and very powerful that when you wanted to have people safe, that's when the business actually started flourishing financially as well.
And other people buy into that, you know, other your clients. And if you go and into a boardroom and you really, really sell what you believe in, there's no way for them to say no. They won't say no. You need them to buy into that vision.
Beautiful, selling an un your belief, your passion, your purpose is an undeniable sale. And
Definitely.
that's what really connected the belief and got you through the difficult times. Very powerful what I'm hearing, Shanae, around solving the problem should be connected to your purpose. And something that you really believe and passionate about. And that's what drives you beyond the challenges and beyond survival into thriving. I heard a quote once that says, as an entrepreneur, as a leader, you should not try to manage people, but manage purpose. And continuously inspire, like you're saying. And so for you, when it comes to inspiring, I think this is this is the core of what we're trying to chat about here. Some people can start their business and say it's difficult to find what I really want to do, or not start a business because I'm still trying to figure out what does inspire me. Yourself as someone who's living a purpose-driven life, what would you say were the things that triggered it for you and that you would suggest to someone, if they're not quite sure yet, what are the things that, they can do to start walking in that direction to be an inspired living person?
I think that you'll know in your heart. I don't know what you call it, but you know. I don't know if it's in your gut, but you know in your heart what it is that you are passionate about. What excites you? What makes you stay awake at night thinking about this? What is it that makes you different? And also then, if you decide what that is, go and decide, is there a place in the market for that? Number one, is there a place in the market for that? How many of those are around already? And if there is, you know, competition is always healthy. There's so many health and safety consultants in South Africa at the moment. But we embrace that. We embrace the competition. We try and connect with our competition to see, you know, what's the trends in the market and how can we help you and how can you help us? So decide what it is that you want to do. See where you are at with that in the market and then decide what it is that you need to do to make you stand out. If you're going to go for it and if you're going to start it, what do you need that's your niche? What is going to make you stand out? Why are people going to come to you? Is it because you have a different service offering? Is it because you're passionate about what you do and you can genuinely sell this? You know, decide what it is that's going to make you stand out in the crowd and do that. And then just jump in. You just need to jump in. You know, you don't need to overthink this. You don't need to lie awake and be calculated about it. Just jump in. Jump in, work as hard as you can. Don't give up. There's going to be so many no's. We have had meeting after meeting after meeting. But for every no, there must be a yes somewhere.
For you, when you say don't give up, you know, what does that mean? And why is it so important? What happened for you to really make that real on what giving up means and why it's important to never give up?
I think giving up is more in your mind than anything else. You know, if you're going to start thinking, oh, maybe owning a business is not for me, or I can't manage people, or I'm never going to make money, or that's giving up, then you've lost already. So I think it's such a big mindset that does not matter what happens. It doesn't matter if I can't pay salaries or if I can't let my debit orders go off. Or like, I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to keep trying. And there's going to be difficult times. There's going to be. And it's so important, you know, also to surround yourself with inspiring people. People that owns businesses and that you can network with and that you can learn from. Get yourself a mentor. Get yourself a mentor in the industry. That's someone that you can phone and say, I'm ready to give up. And they're going to say, you will not give up. It's important to have people like that in your life.
How did you bridge that gap? How do you get people to buy in? Mm. How do you get the support of mentors and let that, you know, connect with your vision? Mm.
You know, I think just to also get back to our other question, is it's also important to be very careful whose opinions you listen to on this, in this journey of yours. There's going to be people that's just for always going to earn a salary and work for someone, and they're going to say, oh, you know, this is a big risk that you're taking. And so be careful with who you surround yourself with, and make sure that it's positive people that's going to have a positive influence in your life. Take all the opinions, take everyone's advice, but make sure that you use what's good for you. So to get mentors to buy into your vision, I think it's how you speak about it. Like, you need good energy and excitement, and you need to also show them. So don't just say, okay, so I've written on this piece of paper, I'm going to make R1 million in 6 months, or whatever it is that your vision is. You need to show them. You need to show them how hard you're working, how much you believe in that. You need to show them the difference that it's going to make. And people that know you and people that know your heart will buy into that very quickly.
So it's about being open and authentic. Yes, yes. About your vision and your
genuine
purpose.
Mm. Genuine about it.
So what would you say to Shanae today, 16-year-old Shanae, and she might want to start a business one day? Would you still want her to dance or to start a business?
You know, no, if I was 16 years old right now, I'd absolutely want to dance. That's all I wanted to do is dance. You know, you don't think about anything else. But to my own 16-year-old self, I would have also taken some time to think where I want to go with my life. It all happened very quickly. You know, when I was 16, I was dancing at the World Championships in America. So that was so far apart from where I'm at now. I think that for a 16-year-old to realize what they're going to become, You know, it's far away when you're 16. So when you're 16, finish school on a high. Get yourself as qualified as possible after school, even in whichever industry it is that you want to go in. I'm such a firm believer that you need to get yourself very qualified. And in that journey, while you are studying, start surrounding yourself with people already. You know, even if it's some of your teachers or lectors or whoever, start surrounding yourself with people that can walk the journey with you. People that you want in your life for the next 20 years. You know, people that can see you grow and that can help you whenever you feel like you can't anymore. But that would be one of my first pieces of advice. Get qualified. Have something to back your voice up.
And that's around the skills that are necessary today, and in the future, like you said, thinking about 20 years into the future. And who you want
even
to
if you don't know what you want to do right now, if you know that you want to become an entrepreneur, go study some sort of business qualification. You know, you can use that in any field, but just start somewhere to get qualified. You know, and it will also give you the confidence. Being more qualified gives you the confidence to believe in yourself, to believe in what it is that you're selling, or to make yourself feel like you really know what you're talking about. No one can say anything like you know what you're talking about. So get qualified, surround yourself with the right people. And remember that there's a big difference between confidence and arrogance. It's so important in the business field that you shouldn't be arrogant. Even if you're very highly qualified, be confident but not arrogant.
There you have it, guys. You've heard it here first. Siyabulela, thank you very much. And thank you. We have been very inspired today by Shanae telling us that education is actually one of the key components, and really education is more than school. You're saying get qualified maybe through experience and get qualified and have actually a qualification or skills that will build your own confidence and also certify that you know what you are talking about and what you're doing. Shanae, thank you again for sharing your thoughts, sharing your wisdom and your journey. Absolutely inspirational, and we wish you more and more prosperity.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, guys. Now, if you were inspired today, remember, always share it with someone. You may never know whose life you might change. We spoke about passion, what we believe in today, and how that connects to building the right skills and having the right people around you to work on your journey and walk with you in your work. So thank again, Shanae. It's real been a pleasure, and thank you always for joining us to Nam Ngiyakhona. We will see you next time.
Stay inspired and be entrepreneurial. Follow us on social media and find us on WhatsApp. Nam Ngiyakhona.